here's a story from The World.
Mexico continues to grapple with an intense coronavirus outbreak and an economic downturn. Mexico actually reopened in June, and they're welcoming tourists, including Americans. No prior COVID testing required. That has people who work in tourism in Mexico trying hard to strike a balance between economic survival and their health. Shannon Young reports from the southern Mexican state of Oaxaca.
Tourism is the number one industry here in Oaxaca. Visitors from Mexico and worldwide flock to the Pacific Coast beaches and the state's colonial capital and archaeological zones. Normally, Oaxaca City's Central Plaza would be full of tourists, but not today. Street vendors trying to eke out a living outnumber potential customers. COVID is killing the economy.
Nosotros como en el área de turismo, fuimos como los primeros afectados.
Emmanuel Castellanos is a travel agent here. He says many small businesses like his have had to shut down while bigger franchise operations survive. He says he's been able to keep his office open thanks to loyal local clients and a sympathetic landlord.
Nosotros tenemos muchos clientes que quieren viajar de placer actualmente.
Castellanos says many of his clients who live in Oaxaca are also increasingly restless and anxious to travel. He says he feels like he needs to warn them of the risks and urge them to act accordingly. Navigating economic survival while trying to minimize harm to public health is a fine line many in the battered tourism sector are having to walk. In Mexico, international tourism usually brings in upwards of $20 billion a year. But 2020 might deliver less than half that amount. And this is despite Mexico keeping international air travel open, including to U.S. tourists, who other countries are blocking because of soaring COVID cases. People flying into Mexico do not have to prove they are virus-free. Tech consultant Keith White, who flew into Mexico City from Europe recently, describes the process.
So there's an electronic form that one is required to fill out, which I did, and then you bring a QR code with you to the airport, which I had on my phone.
White says he breezed through customs without even having to present his personal declaration of health. He says he's careful to travel responsibly, minimizing contacts beforehand, not moving around from place to place, and wearing a mask. But that's not always the case with other tourists from abroad, notably among the younger crowd. This can put hospitality workers at risk of infection, or at least in an awkward position.
Gran parte de ellos sí tienen esa educación de traer las medidas de seguridad.
Giovanni Aragon Sosa is a receptionist at a youth hostel. He says many visitors do respect health protocols, but others have to be nudged to use face masks. The drop in tourism has also hammered even well-established businesses.
Hemos sobrevivido, sí ha sido muy duro.
Liliana Alejandra Ortiz runs a cafe along a picturesque cobblestone street across from a centuries-old church. She says her biggest priority has been to keep her staff, but it's been hard. A recent study found that more than 1 million small businesses in Mexico have permanently closed because of the pandemic, and a whopping 94% haven't received any form of government help.
Estamos intentando como que ahora sí que hasta debajo de las piedras buscar la forma de sobrevivir.
Sandra Martinez López helps run Las Golondrinas Hotel. It's been around for 30 years, but is now on the brink of bankruptcy. Martinez says occupancy dropped to zero back in March and hasn't picked back up enough to pay the bills. Loans from friends and longtime repeat customers have helped keep the hotel alive, but it's unclear for how much longer. Government aid to hotels has generally helped larger operations, not smaller places like Las Golondrinas. A UN analysis found Mexico is the only country in Latin America and the Caribbean that hasn't set up a cash stimulus program in response to the pandemic. Mexico's president preaches austerity, but economists warn cutting corners during an emergency of this magnitude will only create deeper problems for years to come. For The World, I'm Shannon Young in Oaxaca, Mexico.